Twitter CEO tells Representative Steve Scalise, "We don't have a censoring department." By Lucas Nolan on March 26, 2021. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said during a recent congressional hearing on misinformation on social media that his social media company made a total mistake by censoring the New York Post's bombshell article about Hunter Biden. When pressed by Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, Dorsey claimed, "Well, we don't have a censoring department." The New York Post reports that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey told the House Energy and Commerce Committee yesterday that Twitter's decision to block users from sharing the Post's October article on Hunter Biden was a total mistake. At the time, Twitter locked the Post out of its account for more than 2 weeks, claiming that the expose included hacked information. Dorsey claims that this was a process error. Dorsey told the House Energy and Commerce Committee, "It was literally just a process error. This was not against them in any particular way. If we remove a violation, we require people to correct it," he added. "We changed that based on their not wanting to delete that tweet, which I completely agree with. I see it. But it is something we learn." Representative Steve Scalise further questioned Dorsey, stating, "Their entire account to be blocked for 2 weeks by a mistake seems like a really big mistake. Was anyone held accountable in your censoring department for that mistake?" Dorsey replied, "Well, we don't have a censoring department." Scalise then interjected to ask who made the decision to block their account for 2 weeks, to which Dorsey replied, "We didn't block their account for 2 weeks. We required them to delete the tweet and then they could tweet it again," he said. "They didn't take that action, so we corrected it for them." Scalise told Dorsey, "There are tweets today that still mischaracterize it, even in a way where the Washington Post admitted it's wrong. Yet those mischaracterizations can still be retweeted. Will you address that and start taking those down to reflect what even the Washington Post themselves has admitted is false information?" Dorsey appeared to dodge the question, stating, "Our misleading information policies are focused on manipulated media, public health, and civic integrity. That's it." Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.